On the fourth podcast of Christmas, the young'uns give to thee. Mike Harding and Mark Radcliffe have a fight. Bob Harris flaunts his backside. Mike Waterson is crossed with a hamster. Becky Unthank talks about her favourite sandwich. There's some hip-hop podcast jingles. And some inappropriate behaviour with the Christmas tree.
I was with a friend and he was, he said, speak anything. So I just sort of, he said, just for about 20 seconds, just speak now. So I started speaking. I just said something random. And then he got his phone and he pressed a button and it started playing a hip hop beat. And then what I had said was rhythmically intertwined with the music. It was synchronized with the actual hip hop music. And it was kind of stuttering what I was saying a little bit and stuff like that. And it was, it sort of turned it into a hip hop song. So I thought, we've got to use this app. It's called Auto Rap. And I thought, right, I've got to do some jingles for the Young'uns podcast for this. Absolutely brilliant. So, I have morphed into MC Squared. MC Squared is my MC pseudonym, or nom de plume. That's what I think they use in hip-hop. I know all the vernacular, as you'll hear when I morph from a folk musician into a hip-hop artist. It's quite a painful process having to morph in between from the folk singer to MC Squared, but it's well worth the effort, as you'll hear, as you listen to my first of three hip-hop jingles for the Young'uns podcast. So this is jingle number one from MC Squared.
This is Gangsta. Check this out, motherfuckers. Yo, yo, what up, motherfuckers? This is MC Squared representing the Young'uns podcast. Check this out, what? Yo, we're folk all over the world, baby. To you, Young'uns podcast. What?
More hip-hop podcast jingles to be interspersed throughout this fourth podcast of Christmas, courtesy of MC Squared.
The Riddle Song by Megson. I still think they should have gone for the Nick Kershaw version, but, you know, they'll rue the day that they didn't do that. They'll learn that the hard way, I think. Mike Harding. Well, I was going to play a song from I'm trying to morph into Mike Harding, but it's very difficult. It's even more painful than morphing into MC Squared. I was going to play a song from Megson, from their new album. I was going to play the Riddle Song, but I thought it was Nick Kershaw, but unfortunately it's not. So we're not going to play that. We're going to play Nick Kershaw instead. Absolutely brilliant music. Absolutely brilliant music from Nick Kershaw. We should play Nick Kershaw every show. That just sounds nothing like Mike Harding, but I do a good Mike Harding impression now and again. Just not when anyone's listening. I pretend to be Mike Harding in the shower, actually. I won't tell you what else I get up to when I pretend to be Mike Harding. We'll move swiftly on.
River.
A great northern river. Graham Niles. Graham Miles, indeed. Graham Niles. It's because I was thinking of rivers. That was the problem. Graham Miles. Come on, David. Mark Radcliffe. It's a lot more professional. You're trying to sell yourself to the BBC here. It's not working. Mark Radcliffe would not. He would have done a long before the song starts. That's a good ploy. Maybe I should start doing that. Mark Radcliffe goes before the things. It doesn't matter. I'm sure even if he knows, it's like a trademark thing now. He knows what he wants to say, but he has to do it. In fact, I think sometimes he forgets to do it and he's reprimanded. Where was your trademark? Mark. I'm sorry. I've completely forgot to do it. There we are. I did Mike Harding impressions last week. Here's a Mark Radcliffe impression. I didn't even know I could do this. Listen to this. Well, that was an absolutely brilliant song there from the Unthanks. I could do like an... Hey, yeah, I could do like a sketch, couldn't I? Like a comedy routine, whereas an argument between Mike Harding and Mark Radcliffe. Mike Harding's bitter about Mark Radcliffe taking his job. There's a whole debate. There's a whole argument that starts. Maybe a drunken fight.
Come here, you bastard. What do you think you were doing? It's taking my show. My show was absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Steady on, Mike. Don't talk to me like that. You should respect me. I'm a established focal point of the folk community. You're an old codger who's past it, Mike. Old codger? You calling me an old codger? Come here. You can't catch me. You can't catch me, Mike. You're embarrassing yourself now. Come on. Come on. Come on, have a go if you think you're hard enough. Yep. Just a bit. That just needs a little bit more practice. And that's a whole comedy routine.
The youngest podcast is the podcast that all the folk homies choose, with David Eagle, Chuck Cooney and Matt Hughes, with highlights and gigs and guest interviews. We'll provide you with all the latest young'uns news. MC Squirt representing the young'uns. The youngest podcast, baby! Motherfucker, yeah, that's the sound of the youngest. The youngest podcast is the podcast that all the folk homies choose, with David Eagle, John Cooney and Matt Hughes, with highlights and gigs and guest interviews. We'll provide you with all the latest young'uns news. MC Squirt representing the young'uns. The youngest podcast, baby! Motherfucker, yeah, that's the sound of the young'uns.
We're going to swiftly move from Mark Radcliffe and Mike Harding to another BBC Radio 2 presenter, Bob Harris.
That deserves a Bob Harris if ever there was one. There we are. Bob Harris always does that. In fact, there's a compilation CD coming out, apparently, for just in time for Christmas. It's all of Bob Harris's back to back. There'll be a few people sampling these and just looping this part of the podcast. Some perverted young'uns fans. Oh, this is good. Keep doing that, David. Anyway, yes, there's a Bob Harris compilation CD coming out. Bob Harris's R's. Unfortunately, though, there was a bit of miscommunication. It's been printed as the best of Bob Harris's arse. It would have been too expensive to have done the printing again. So instead, what they did was they've just, because of the Trades Description Act, they couldn't have a title called The Best of Bob Harris's Arse without having a picture of his arse on there. So there's a picture of Bob Harris's arse on the CD. None of that's true in the slightest. I don't even know. That's not the kind of introduction that I had in mind for Becky on Thank, but never mind.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. How lovely are your branches. Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, how lovely are your branches. Oh, yes. We're alone. There's no one else around. Why not? Why not? It is Christmas after all. Christmas tree.
Oh, cruel, forbidden love. Oh, Christmas tree, you tempt me with your slender trunk.
Your pretty little lights, scantly dressed in tinsel.
Oh,
your baubles swinging low from your firm branches.
Oh, God, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree.
Oh, God, bastard pine needles. Oh. Oh dear, google.com, how to remove pine needles from your, oh God, I've stuck the blood,
every year. I never learn.
And it's time now for an excerpt from our interview with Becky Unthank. Once we got the general questions about albums and that kind of thing out of the way, we moved on to more pertinent matters.
The final question, Becky, which is perhaps, it is deemed an important one, apparently, by certain folk magazines. You will have done, you'd have got to a stage, obviously, a long time ago, where you'll be doing a lot of interviews for folk magazines and that kind of thing, and folk radio shows. It's just sort of happened for us, you know, like over the last year, where like magazines want to interview us and that kind of thing. We seem to be getting asked, like, as well as like the pertinent questions, we seem to be getting asked like random questions as well. I think they're just trying to be a little bit kind of niche almost, you know. So we've been asked, what's your favourite sandwich, for instance? So what I've said, what's your favourite sandwich, yeah.
I've never been asked that before.
Well, all right, well, we've obviously got a better class of interviewer. You need to start complaining about this kind of thing, you know.
I know.
You should need...
You just
asked us
about, like, singing and stuff.
What? Absolutely ridiculous. What's going on with the journalistic integrity of these people? So what I've what I said I would do is I would reveal exclusively on the Young'uns podcast what the Young'uns' favourite sandwich is, which we will do. But what I thought, Becky, is you know, to give even extra value to that magazine, would you mind telling us what your favourite sandwich is, Becky? This is an exclusive you're getting now, magazines.
I do like a sandwich, you know.
There you are. There's a soundbite. There's a soundbite. Got a soundbite right there. I do like a sound. We can edit that. There's one. Right, continue. Yeah.
I don't like sandwiches with mayonnaise in. That is like, you've just ruined the sandwich.
Brilliant.
I like a turkey and cranberry sandwich, and I'm just was thinking about it yesterday because it's coming up to Christmas. Yeah. I do like a turkey and cranberry sandwich.
Would that
might be my favourite, you know.
It's a difficult question, and we put a lot of pressure on, and really I should have given you some time to have thought about it. But there you go, magazines.
Oh, that's my first answer.
That's your first. I mean, feel free at any point. The podcast will probably go out in the next couple of days. If you suddenly have like a terrible sort of awakening and you think, oh God, why did I say that? No, it's bloody stuffing and chicken or something like that. Feel free to give me a call. We can edit this bit out and change it. I don't want this to, you know, to keep you awake at night. Excellent.
I think this is not the end of this conversation, David. I think we should chat about this at the pub.
We should definitely. We'll have more of a conversation about it. I haven't decided what mine is yet. That'll come later on in the...
Have you not?
No, I haven't. I do like chicken. Maybe I'll decide now. I like chicken tikka sandwiches. They're quite nice.
Yeah, oh, I don't.
Oh, thanks for your call, Becky. Thanks a lot for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
I knew something would come between us eventually.
The Young'uns Podcast. MC Square representing the Young'uns Podcast. Keeping it real. Spinning the wheel. We're blazing. You're bigging it up. Make a move. Strike a pose. Blow your nose. Stone the crows. Strike the dog. Put the cat out. Open the window. Shut the door. Hang the window. Washing out to dry. Out of the frying pan. And into the fire. You know what I'm saying? Six of one and half a dozen of the other. Yo. Love to your mother. This is MC Squared, representing the Young'uns Podcast. MC Squared, sing, you do the mess. The Young'uns Podcast. The Young'uns Podcast.
The Young'uns in the mix. The basic concept is that we take a folk song and we take a pop song, we put them into a blender, we put it on the high speed setting, and those songs are mashed together, and then we lift the lid off the blender and the resultant gloop is poured into a cup. It is then drank by me and regurgitated into your ears on the Young'uns Podcast as the Young'uns in the Mix. Thank you very much. I think that's the perfect way to describe the Young'uns in the Mix. Other people might just say it's where you take a folk song and you take a pop song and you mix them together in some way. But that would be a much more boring way of saying it. So in this case, we have Mike Waterson singing the Light Dragoon, well, with the Waterson family, singing the Light Dragoon. And we cross that with the Cuban Boys and the Hamster Dance. And this is what you get. And with this, we shall say goodbye. Allow me to thank all the people who have participated. Bob Harris, Mike Harding, Mark Radcliffe, MC Squared, Becky Unthank, and of course the Cuban Boys and Mike Watson, who we're going to hear from right now. Concluding the fourth podcast of Christmas with the Young'uns in the Mix. We'll be back tomorrow with the fifth podcast in the morning, and then the sixth podcast of Christmas in the evening. Because we're trying to finish it for the on the 1st of January, rather than going all the way to the 5th of January. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
The Young'uns in the Mix.
Oh, the light, it don't come on in here when the moon was shining clearly. When it was a little light, it's nearing my exhaust because she loves him dearly.
I'm